Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19. It's a beautiful passage of scriptures. It says that everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Isn't it a beautiful short scripture to remember for the day? Well, my dear brothers and sisters, there is no magic trick when it comes to influencing and impacting others. And the secret is what James 1:19 gives to us this morning. The Bible gives you the formula, and here it is. Number one is, try to listen carefully. The truth is that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. They tend to filter what they hear through their own life experiences, hang-ups, and the particular problem that's on their mind at that moment. So if you want people to listen when you speak, listen carefully to them. All right, so be quick to listen. Secondly, don't say too much. It's basically be slow to speak. Don't say too much. If you tend to talk too much or too fast, here are three tips to slow yourself down. Firstly, stop. Just stop talking. Inhale. Count to 10. Excuse yourself and step out from the conversation, right? Secondly, practice not interrupting. Allow the other person to finish what he or she is saying. Thirdly, ask yourself why you're talking so much. Is it insecurity or anxiety or a need to control or a desire to impress? The reason many of us try to convince, impress, or control others is because we have a hard time or a very difficult time trusting God to work things out for us. Just deliver the message and trust God to do the rest. Thirdly, James is encouraging us to keep your anger in check, right? If you implement the first two principles, you will tend to do fine on number three. It will just happen naturally. The good news is, starting today, you and I can learn to do all three things. And if you practice them consistently year after year, when you get to the end of your life, looking back, you will be glad you took God's word and His wisdom seriously. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful morning that you have added into our lives. We are highly grateful to you, Lord, because you never fail, you never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord God Almighty, we give you the praise. Lord, we thank you for James, O Father, who wrote to us the wisdom of God. Lord, teaching us, O Father God, to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to be angry. I ask, O Father God, help us to memorize this word. Help us to practice your instruction, to glean from your wisdom that you have granted us, and to live by it. O Father God, I pray the Lord, as we grow up and as we mature and as we get seasoned and as we come to the end of our life, Lord, we'll have zero to no regrets. That's what I pray. Give us the grace to harness our tongue, to harness our mouth, that through it only the praises of God and the blessings of God and the encouragement of God will flow. That's what I pray. Give us wisdom to use our tongues wisely. Abba Father, today, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are your heritage. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Oh Father, I speak healing into their bodies. I speak life into their bodies. I speak their minds to be renewed by the power of your word, that they will prove God's good and acceptable and perfect will in their lives. For they will realize and understand that by the stripes of Jesus, they were healed and made whole. And Father, we thank you for your healing virtue that flows into your people. Even today, Lord, they will enjoy robust health and strength because you are our God. We give you all the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.